Welcome to Tehillim 150 with the OU Women's Initiative. I'm Mrs. Yahel Davidowitz, Perek Nun Gimel, Chapter 53, History Repeats Itself. This perek is almost identical to Perek Yudalad, to Chapter 14. Rashi, on Perek Yudalad, explains that perek is referring to the destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash by Nebuchadnezzar, and this perek, Perek Nun Gimel, is referring to the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash by Titus. Let's take a look. Pasuk Beis in our current perek. Amar Naval Bilibo Ein Elokim, Hishchisu V'Hisivu Avel Ein Osei Tov. Fools believe there is no God, and so they act corrupt and wickedly. They don't do any good. Pasuk Aleph in Perek Yudalad. Listen to how similar it is. Amnatzeach leDavid Amar Naval Bilibo Ein Elokim Hishchisu Hisivu Alila Ein Osei Tov. Time and time again, history repeats itself. Foolish people who don't believe in God, the result is that their behavior is corrupt and Ein Osei Tov, they don't do any good. Pasuk Gimel in our parak. Elokim Mishamayim Hishkif Al Bnei Adam Leros Hayesh Maskil Doresh Es Elokim. Hashem looks down from heaven to find the person who is wise, the one who searches for God. This is an exact replica of Pasuk Beis from Chapter 14, Perek Yudalad. And in the end, those fools, those who hurt the Jewish people, will share the same fate. Pasuk Vav in our current Perek. Sham pachadu fachad lo haya fachad. The time will come when those who do evil will be seized with terror and intense fear, like no other. Pasuk He in Perek Yudalad, Chapter 14. Sham pachadu fachad. When the time comes, they will be seized with terror. And ultimately, Pasuk Zion of Perek Yudalad. Mi yitein mitzion, Yeshuas Yisrael, b'shuv Hashem, shavus amo, yogel Yaakov yismach Yisrael. Let's compare that to Pasuk Zion in our current Perek. Mi yitein mitzion, Yeshuas Yisrael, b'shuv Elokim, shavus amo, yogel Yaakov yismach Yisrael. Ultimately, salvation will come from Tzion. Hashem will secure the return of his people. Yaakov will celebrate, and Yisrael will rejoice. Of note, Perek Yudalad uses a singular form of the word for salvation, Yeshuas, whereas in our current Perek, the plural form is used, Yeshuos. This speaks to the idea that with the next Geula, with the third Beis HaMikdash, the salvation that will come will be all-encompassing and permanent. May we merit to witness that day very soon. Thank you for listening to Tehillim 150, 150 days, 150 ways to connect to our Creator. Tehillim 150 is dedicated by Miriam and Alan Greenspan, Le'ilui Nishmat Shifra Friedman, Shifra Abbas Fagel Chana and Yisrael Aryeh, beloved mother, grandmother, and great-grandmother.